Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 27th day of June 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Coming up in 30 minutes, we have prolific 9/11 researcher and journalist coming on the broadcast, Greg Zeminski. Then, 30 minutes after that, starting in the second hour, we're going to have janitor, maintenance man, William Rodriguez, who was there at the site on 9/11 and reported the bombs, and like many others, was told to shut up. And then in the middle of the next hour, an hour and a half from now, we're going to be joined by Paul Craig Roberts, who was former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under Ronald Reagan's administration, talking about his questions of the official story of 9/11 smelling a gigantic stinking rat. And masses of news mixed in the meantime, and of course in the next 30 minutes before we go to these important guests. And I have several announcements, one of them extremely important, coming up after this first break. I will just tell you now that fellow Patriot broadcaster on another network, John Stantmiller, Friday night was in a very bad motorcycle accident. I talked to his wife this morning. I just learned of it earlier today, and she was very busy, and I was about to have to go on the air. I got a hold of her right before I went on the air, and she gave me the details of John's motorcycle accident, but he's doing okay. The injuries were significant and prolific across his body, and we will give you the details of that directly from his wife, who saw the accident. She was behind him as they were driving, and he had the accident. All right, so we will give you details of that as well. There's been an election in Iran. There is a ton of news coming out on Iraq. Bush's approval numbers are slipping even further, if that's possible. I mean, the high 20s is record low for a president. LBJ had numbers higher than that when he didn't run for re-election. And Bill Clinton's approval rating hit 33%. And then we had the Oklahoma City bombing. And a year later on Air Force One in 96, he said, "I owe my political resurrection to the OKC bombing." And we know you do, Bill Clinton, because your people were behind it. And, of course, now you vacation and basically live with the Bushes, and you're a surrogate son, and Barbara calls you her son. And Hillary is hanging out perpetually with Rupert Murdoch. It's all completely staged. So we'll get into that as well as more and more news comes out on this. It's like Mary Madeline married to Carville, and they're both strategists, one for the Republicans, one for the Democrats. It's staged, folks. It's a business of giving you a false choice. Well, we shatter that false choice here, ladies and gentlemen, and open up the entire spectrum of reality Monday through Friday from 11 until 2 Central Standard Time, and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, right here on the GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network, now going out on over 300 affiliates. No, not my broadcast. It's on about 80 affiliates, but if you count all the stations this wonderful network has gotten, over 300 affiliates, and I can only commend Ted Anderson for his great work and his leadership, and I can only commend the great staff of the GCN Radio Network, and I can finally, most importantly, thank God for blessing us and leading and guiding and directing us, and of course, the listeners and the station owners, the sponsors, everyone. We are reaching millions and millions of people every day with the voice of truth, with the message that the New World Order is evil and must be defeated. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places besides on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
About 2 months ago, just days after he got back from Germany at the Bilderberg Group meeting, Jim Tucker of American Free Press reported that they had multiple witnesses inside the elite meeting. The heads of banking, the heads of the royal families, the heads of the Fortune 500, that they plan to double oil prices in the next 12 months. Since then, oil has exploded, and now in the last week, we have seen a flurry of Financial Times of London articles, Reuters articles, you name it, all these big experts saying we could see a doubling in oil prices. And again, they're staging it. You know, they put out this story, well, there's no more oil. The oil companies are putting that report out. But then they add another layer to it, that it's being caused by all the unrest in the world, or it's being caused by the refineries. Even if we're going to run out of oil in 50 years, which isn't true, the evidence shows, it wouldn't be causing a doubling right now. The oil companies are all registering record all-time profits in the last 2 years, just with the price increases we've already seen of around 70%. Well, now get ready for oil to go up to, some are talking about, well, Henry Kissinger's talking about, $150 a barrel. It's insane. Rumsfeld suggests U.S. could be in Iraq for 12 more years. We will go over that report. Again, unrest could double oil prices. London Telegraph. Coming up, we will speak with Ground Zero hero, janitor William Rodriguez, who reported on explosions coming from below the first sublevel while working in the basement of the World Trade Center complex. Then we'll interview former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under Reagan, Paul Craig Roberts, who doubts the official 9/11 story. And, of course, coming up in about 20 minutes to introduce this these important topics to us and these guests, 911 prolific researcher and journalist Greg Zeminski. So absolutely jam-packed information today. That's just some of what is coming up. I'm about to plunge into the other news items before we get these guests on. But before I go any further, John Stattmiller, longtime Patriot broadcaster, of course, co-host with Mark Kornke, one of the things he's done that's better known, who has his own Patriot radio network, Friday night was in a very serious motorcycle accident. I just learned of it this morning, got a hold of Sandra Stattmiller, his wife, and she told me that it is not foul play. She was right behind him, because people said that with Clay Douglas, too, when he had his motorcycle accident, what, a year and a half ago. Somebody pulled out in front of him. But what happened with John Stattmiller, according to his wife, Sandra, is they were driving, and the highway cut down to just one lane. It was a construction, and that there was gravel on the road, and that he slid out at pretty high speed and has 11 cracked ribs and broken ribs, some cracked, some broken, a broken clavicle, a broken shoulder, I believe 11 stitches in his head. I was trying to write notes as I rode down the highway to the studio, and the notes are almost illegible now. But he is at the Breckenridge Hospital in downtown Austin, and I'm told he called into a talk show today, so he's doing better, obviously in a lot of pain. So we should all pray for John. And of course, we know he will get better. Personally, you know, my uncle had a motorcycle accident. He was probably going to be a professional baseball player. He already had scouts looking at him. I mean, he was incredibly good. I mean, everybody says they're good at baseball when you play baseball. I mean, he was really good pitcher, really good hitter. And when he was 16, they already had a bunch of colleges wanting to give him full scholarships. And, you know, this was a long time ago, back in the 60s. And he begged and pleaded and threw fits. And my grandmother argued with my grandfather and demanded that they give him the motorcycle that he had saved money for 3 years. And they bought him, a motorcycle when he was 16. And a car pulled out in front of him when he was going 50 miles an hour. And literally his brain was out, part of his brain was outside of his skull. And a large portion of his brain was removed. And I know so many people chewed up because of motorcycles. And I don't know why anybody, I mean, I haven't talked about this on air, but I frankly am sick of motorcycles. My children, over my dead body, they will never have a motorcycle. They will never drive a motorcycle. They will never be around a motorcycle. My dad bought me a moped, and I had wrecks on it. Luckily, it only went 30 miles an hour. It was one of those little bitty sprees. Still, I have no idea why he let me have a moped, though I saved the money for it. I'm sorry. I'm a controlling parent, and until they're 18 and leave my house, they are never going to have motorcycles. I mean, the problem with a motorcycle is you got two wheels, and if you hit dirt, if you hit gravel, even if you're doing everything right, you might have a big wreck. And then there's all those cars flying around you. I mean, when you get, look, I mean, you know my story about cars. People are worried about the New World Order coming and getting. People are worried about, you know, all these primordial fears. When the number one cause of death in this country is transportation, and the subgroup of that is bigger than all the others put together, just automobile accidents alone is the number one cause of death. And then you look at transportation itself, helicopters, small planes, trains, but mainly cars. They're the most dangerous. I mean, look at Jimmy Vaughn, great patriot here in Central Texas. He lost his brother in a helicopter crash. Stevie Ray Vaughan. I mean, it just, and you know what? We all decide to still travel. We all decide to continue to use these vehicles. So why don't we decide to step up to the plate and fight the New World Order? It's a lot safer to fight the New World Order to get in your car every day, but you still get in the car, you still put your family in the car, you still put your babies in the car, and you still take that risk. Number one cause of death until you're 55. Then it is eclipsed by heart attacks and cancer. So, and you know I've talked a lot about that. I mean, it's the parallel between perceived fears and what you should really be afraid of. You know, a year and a half ago, I was hit by a tornado driving back from seeing family in Fredericksburg, coming into Johnson City. Tornado just threw us right off the road, and if the oak trees wouldn't have hit in the back of the Tahoe, my father and I would have been dead. I mean, they crushed like 5 feet of the vehicle in. The state police couldn't believe it. I mean, the thing was devastated. That's why I bought a Touareg, because it's the safest SUV out there. That's what I go for, is safety. And it's well worth even spending more money. That's the problem with cheap cars, cheap vehicles, is that they do not have the titanium steel cages, and nothing is more important than your family. So if you got the money, spend $100 more a month on your car payment and get rid of these cars that aren't safe. And I'll tell you, I mean, a Tahoe compared to some of these other foreign cars is, and I've never owned a foreign car. Now that's all I'll buy. Because American cars just are not safe compared to foreign cars in many cases. All right, now I'm really off in left field today. It's just that this is really a public service announcement. But getting back to the Terry Schiavo case, my uncle was in a coma for 6 weeks on life support, and they wanted to unplug him. And my grandmother, God rest her soul, just departed last year. She refused to unplug my uncle, Jolynn Jones. And my dad had to quit college for a while, go there and try to take care of him out in Fairfield, Texas, East Texas. And they were really wanting to unplug him, and my grandmother refused. And she was sitting there praying for him, and literally he just woke up out of the coma screaming, saying, "Mama." And so many people, and by the way, even though they removed part of his brain, today he has two happy children, happily married, very successful in ranching and farming and in business. And other than occasionally he can't find the right word for something because part of his speech centers were removed because he was young. Literally, folks, he has a Darth Vader-style accident, you know, something that bad, you know, so traumatic to his body that, I mean, he was in pieces, giant scars all over him. He looks like, when he takes his shirt off at the beach, he looks like Frankenstein. But he has a good life. So you never know what God's going to do and what the human body's going to do. But thank God John Stadtmiller is not hurt, you know, 1/100th that bad. He just has broken ribs and broken bones and a big, I believe she said the gash is on his head. But I think 11 stitches, she said. So he's doing good enough to call into a talk show this morning, so that is certainly good news. But I just want all of you to think about how dangerous vehicles are, and to be conscious of it and to drive safe. I mean, I had some idiot last night just pull out in front of me. I was going 50 miles an hour down a road. This person just pulled out in front of me. I screeched on my brakes. The anti-lock brakes cut in and stopped an accident. You've got to be careful. And patriots are few and far between, though our numbers are growing. We've got to take care of ourselves. So I suggest hanging up the motorcycles. I mean, I told John a year ago, I remember telling him, "But man, you're crazy driving that motorcycle. I mean, you wouldn't catch me dead on one of those things. I mean, I'm not going to get near one." And you look at, and I know I'll get all these calls now by bikers who are, "Shut up, Alex, you're a wimp." Okay, I mean, I know people who've had tracheotomies, who've had, like, fingers ripped off, and they still get on their hogs. They still get on their, and I'm sorry. I mean, it's crazy to get on these highways with people driving 80 miles an hour in a big truck. We still do it, but it's hundreds of times more dangerous in these motorcycles. Okay, I've just spent an entire segment talking about transportation, but it is important. We get back. Rumsfeld suggests U.S. to be in Iraq 12 more years. They're talking now about oil prices doubling and just so much more. And then all of these big new 9/11 developments coming up in 10 minutes. Be precise, T-minus 12 minutes after this, counting the next break. So when we get back, we will plunge into the news, and we will take your calls. Don't forget InfoWars.net, one of my best websites, InfoWars.net and PrisonPlanet.tv. A lot of new reports that originate with our websites, thanks to the great work of my webmasters and writers, right now on the sites. So be sure and check them out. Stay with us.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Couple news items that are exclusive to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I wish they weren't. Former MI5 agent says 911 an inside job. I did that interview last week. A detailed report was put together by Paul Watson, predominantly with my input. Attack was coup d'etat. Buildings were demolished by controlled demolitions. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. I hope you'll get the word out to people. Another insider goes public. How many is that now? And also, last Friday, we put together a detailed report concerning what really happened in New London, Connecticut. The harassment of the landowners, the homeowners, the bulldozers revving, people having heart attacks under the stress, threatening people to sign over their land, saying they'll have to pay past rent on the land, even though they owned it because they fought in court. This stuff, I mean, there's a total news blackout on it. And in the article, we ask WorldNet Daily and Drudge and everybody else to report on it. They don't have to give us credit. They can call these same families up. It's a big story, and get it in their publications. We don't want the credit. Just get the report out. And no one's posting it. I saw it on MacWhite.com's website. We appreciate that, Mac. I mean, no one's discussing it. Everybody just heard, oh, the Supreme Court says they can take it, not just for public works, but for if some corporation comes and offers more money for your property and says they'll pay more taxes, that they can take it. And I've got literally 10 different or more reports from over the weekend where all these cities and states are saying they're going to take people's property now. It's a horrible ruling, but then people don't even know the basics of the story of what happened, of how they condemn your house out of hand so they don't have to pay you the value of the house. We're not even talking about paying you the value. We're talking about, in these cases, a quarter of the value. We had one of the landowners on the broadcast that was quoted by the Associated Press, and I also talked to three of the landowners off air. So I confirmed it with four different homeowners there and landowners. So this is what's going on. I mean, you talk about the Soviet Union, folks. This is like shades of, you know, the army running Native Americans off their property in the western parts of the country. I mean, it's unbelievable. And there is a news blackout on the David Shaler MI5 agent report that we put out, and there's a news blackout on this other one about the what happened in New London, Connecticut. So it is up to you, listeners, to get these reports out to all the blogs and all the different websites out there and say, hey, would you please call these people? Would you do your own report? If you won't post Alex Jones's report, Paul Watson's report, will you please help us get the truth out to fight this? If this story gets out, I mean, already 99% of the American people in a major poll on CNN are against the ruling, but the people will really be angry if they learn the truth. Literally, folks only know the tip of the iceberg here. It's now coming out that DOD, Iraq, GI, war dead figures are in dispute. Also, Rumsfeld suggests U.S. could be in Iraq for 12 more years. Well, the Pentagon said 10 to 20 when they invaded. I mean, that was public. While, again, that was in their reports, but then nationally, we'll be there just a few months. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said on Sunday it may take as long as 12 years to defeat Iraqi insurgents. Let me see, if we're losing about 800 a year of our own troops. And about 100,000 Iraqis a year. We're looking at over 100,000 people, 12 years. 1,200,000. That's over 1,200,000. What about 1.5 million died in the 13 years of sanctions? So, boy, that's liberation, folks. Rumsfeld addressing a question about whether U.S. troops levels are adequate to vanquish the insurgency, violent resistance, said, we're not going to win against the insurgency. The Iraqi people are going to win against the insurgency. That insurgency could be going on for any number of years. Insurgents tend to go on 5, 6, 8, or 10, even 12 years, Rumsfeld said. Coalition troops, continuing his quote, foreign forces are not going to repress that insurgency, the Pentagon chief told Fox News Sunday. We're going to create an environment that the Iraqi people and the Iraqi security forces can win against that insurgency, he said. Boy, that is not good news. Rumsfeld, in interviews on Sunday news shows, warned that the insurgency could grow through the year as the Iraqi leaders develop a coalition for a democratic government. And another scary article here out of the London Telegraph. That one was out of News 24. This is unrest could double oil prices, a warning of a possible near doubling. And the cost of oil was issued yesterday as UK prices rose to more than £4 or about $7.50 a gallon, and the AA Motoring Trust said that the price of diesel was approaching £5 a gallon, or over $8 a gallon. Further rises were expected next week, it said. The price of crude oil could soon reach $100 a barrel, as Lord Kissinger said. We learned this 2 months ago. Compared with the present historic high of $60, if there was any further supply disruption in Russia or a political upset in Saudi Arabia, a leading German institute said. All right, we've got Greg Szyminski coming on, and we have Mr. Rodriguez and then Mr. Paul Craig Roberts. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, prolific journalist and researcher Greg Szyminski is going to be joining us here in about a minute and a half. Talk about the latest 9/11 developments. We'll also talk to Ground Zero hero, janitor William Rodriguez, who reported on explosions coming from below the first sublevel while working in the basement, and then coming up the middle of the next hour, Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under Reagan, who now doubts the official 9/11 story as well. That's the three great guests today. Another note here. As of last night, actually as of yesterday afternoon, I haven't had time to call and check since then, so there are probably no tickets left, but I haven't called and checked yet, so there might be one or two. I have no idea. Go to InfoWars.com, link through to the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema, where they have food and everything, but a really nice movie theater on South Lamar, and you can try to get tickets. It'll tell you if it's sold out, or it should be up there if it's sold out, but you can go to their website and buy tickets there right now for tonight's showing. All of these have sold out before opening day, some of them a week and a half before, so I guess the sixth showing, we're beginning to get near the end of the overflow audiences. I could probably do one or two more that would sell out, but this is the last showing tonight, at least for the next 3 or 4 months. We may do a big outdoor showing. We're going to have like a couple thousand people. They have a big screen they can put up outside anywhere, but we have to wait till it cools off to do that. So we'll probably do that in the fall with not much of an announcement either, because I don't want to have people come out when it's raining or something. But go to InfoWars.com. Find out why people love this film. I mean, it is my best work. It covers who was behind 9/11, how the globalists carried it out. It covers the police state they're setting up and how they're using 9/11 for that police state. Then it examines the Bush Nazi connection, the Schwarzenegger Nazi connection, the Bohemian Grove Skull and Bones connection to all of that. 3 hours long. It's a miniseries. Really, it's, I mean, I know movie directors that have seen this film and they're like, Alex, you got to call this a miniseries. And that's why I started calling it that. Really, it is. Three separate films. So it's $25.95. 3 hours, a little over 3 hours long. On VHS, it's 2 hours, 35 minutes. The main film itself is 2 hours, 35 minutes long, and the extras are about 26 minutes long. So we're looking at right around 3 hours and 1 minute long. It is so good. It is my best work. Heads, shoulders, above my other films that a lot of people really like and I think are excellent. And if you liked Martial Law, say you've gotten it, get Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Get Dark Secrets, Inside Bohemian Grove. Get American Dictators. Upwards of 75% off on some of my films. We have some amazing discounts. So when you call, be sure and ask about them. 1-888-253-3139 to get your questions answered or to order. No pressure to buy anything when you call. They can answer your questions. 1-888-253-3139, or you can simply go to InfoWars.com and order Martial Law or any of the other books and videos. I have a whole bookstore on there of other great books and videos I carry by other great researchers. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com shopping cart, or call toll free, as I said, 1-888-253-3139. And you can also write to me, to Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can go to prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, all 12 of my films, dozens of other films we've been authorized to post, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other full-length e-books. You can even print copies off right there. We've got my weekly TV reports, hundreds of my best audio interviews, prisonplanet.tv. Get your membership today. And I don't care if you share it with your family. I just want to get the word out. Let's now go to our guest. And I tell you, he just breaks news story after news story on a daily basis. He's becoming, frankly, the most prolific writer on the web right now. He has just exploded out of the gates. He's been writing for years, but he's really on target. And joining us again, Greg, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Thanks for the introduction.
Oh, you bet. Let's go over, I mean, let's just start off with former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. Then let's go into one of the janitors. And I've called some of these people in the years past who reported bombs. They've said, I've been told to shut up, firefighters, workers, others. I interview people at Ground Zero who said, cops said, you know, get back, the building's coming down. But let's get into Paul Craig Roberts.
Well, you know, Paul Craig Roberts is a very, very interesting man, a very intelligent man, a person that I enjoyed talking to and basically enlightened me about his feelings. Now, his interesting story is, I believe, and he said to me this, he said, Greg, you know, why don't you look at all these Republican defections? You know, that's a great story. There's a lot of people like me who are influential in the government, who have just basically been either shunned in Washington by the neocons or basically kicked out. And Paul's a great example. I mean, listen to his story. He was back in the old days with Reagan. He was a Business Week writer and also an assistant editor for Wall Street Journal, and many of his articles were hated by the liberals. Okay. So Paul, over the years, basically started his own. He syndicates a column which is very anti-Bush and very anti-neocon. And he basically tells me it's very difficult to get anything published in the mainstream.
Yeah, even the so-called...
Even Paul, I mean,
even
can't
the so-called
get things
liberal
contrary
papers.
To the administration or contrary to Bush.
Well, I mean, that's the point. Even so-called liberal papers will only publish stupid, shallow, fake liberal arguments against Bush.
Yeah.
They'll never let somebody come in with the real arguments.
Yeah, and Paul is a person that, you know, his opinions are respected. I mean, he knows people in the business. And
was basically
hated by the liberals way back when, and now, I mean, look at the irony of the situation. And he, when you have him on in the next hour, he'll be able to explain it better than me. All I can say is basically he's a very interesting person. I love talking to him. He's got some great views, and it's just a shame that his views can't be heard by the heartland of America.
Well, in your article, you quote him, and he talks about how I've never changed. I'm still a conservative. The neocons are the opposite. And I've told real liberals, real Democrats that love big government and all this, I've said, you should love George Bush. I mean, the biggest government ever, expanding all these welfare programs that are really just corporate welfare to control our lives.
Right.
I mean, Ron Paul gave that speech 2 years ago called Neocon, where he laid out how the Fourth International, the Trotskyites, literally the head of the Fourth International, founded neoconism, and the other guy, Leon Strauss, out of Chicago at the Economics University, I mean, he's an adherent of fascism.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the real story, and basically, you know, kind of so people understand, you know, what's going on. My background, years ago, when I was an editor of my college newspaper, and I should add, we had to start another one because the college newspaper was funded by the university, and the Ombuds has been kind of controlled stories. My whole idea back then, even then, it's just instinctive. You know, I wanted to get the voices of people that never get heard into the newspaper. And I did that at my college. And basically it accelerated my graduation when I discovered that the college president was using funds from the university to build this mansion. So back then, nothing's changed for me. I've always been the same. Stories of interest are those that never get in the paper. And so when you have a nose for news, years ago I got out of journalism, and 9/11 kind of pulled me back into it because basically I said, you know something, this is needed. People need to see something in the newspaper by a writer who knows how to write for the newspapers, knows their style, knows what they want, but you can't get it in. So basically I just started doing it the only way I could. It's pulled me away from most everything in my life, and I think it's a worthwhile cause, and I'm not going to stop until, you know, all these people like Rodriguez are heard. And,
by the way, we're going to get into him in a second. You also write for American Free Press.
Sure.
And a bunch of other prominent alternative publications. Let's get in to one of the heroes of 9/11. And I'd heard his name before, but I could never get a hold of these individuals. How you got a hold of the maintenance man, janitor William Rodriguez, who reported on explosions coming from below. And he's not, literally, folks, there's hundreds that reported this, but he's one of the folks that's willing to go public. Tell us about this guy.
Well, let me tell you about William. He's very sincere, and he's very credible. And the reason I say that is when William is throughout the years, he's been approached by many people, including news reporters from the bigger, from the mainstream, who've kind of hinted, William, you know, you better keep quiet about this because you don't know who you're dealing with. And William told me, and I'm sure he'll tell you the same thing, that he's never varied his story from day one when the planes hit. And he looks them in the eye and says, you know, I have nothing to lose. I should probably be dead now, and I am now the voice of 200 of my friends who died. And all I want to do is get the truth out. Well, William has not been able to do that here in America, and I can tell you exactly what happened.
Well, I'll tell you a story. Lou Caccioli, a 50-plus-year-old senior firefighter, head of a whole ladder, he told People magazine that clearly bombs were going off when he was trapped in there before they collapsed. And then I called, talked to his wife, briefly talked to him, and he just said, look, I've been told to shut up. I'm not doing interviews.
Exactly.
So it's the same M.O. over and over again.
Oh, yeah. And but listen, let me just talk specifically about
it. Now, let's talk about his story. He's coming on in 20 minutes.
What's that?
Of course, Mr. Rodriguez will be joining us in 20 minutes, but tell us his story.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, and he can talk about it also. But let me tell you how I heard about William. He's a lead plaintiff in a RICO lawsuit filed in Philadelphia last November. That's by Attorney Phil Berg. Recently, the case, the government made a motion to dismiss. The judge ruled against the government. The case is now being moved to New York, a change of venue. And the case goes on, a legal discovery. Well, William, I've written about, I've talked to Phil about William. since last November when the lawsuit hit. And I never really pushed the subject of really forcing William to go forward. He spends a lot of time in Europe getting a story across. And so I just let the story progress. And in several stories of mine, you'll see I refer to William's name and what he, the comments he made to Phil. However, in a recent story I ran, William contacted me and asked me if I'd like to speak about it. And I asked him, you know, can I talk to you? So we began speaking on the phone. And what came of this to me, when I got off the phone, I said, my God, why would NBC News, why would all these other news agencies, this isn't a news story. I mean, if you're a journalist 3 years ago trying to get this story out, you're not going out on a journalistic limb. Because let me tell you why. William, I thought maybe William just heard explosions, but William came to work late. He goes down into his, instead of being up above where he'd normally be, he came to work late. He was down below in sublevel one in an office with 14 people. Now, when the bomb went off under his feet, he said he felt the floor shaking, the walls around him cracking, and of course all these 14 people were frightened. Seconds later, he hears an explosion from way above. Not knowing it's an airplane, he doesn't know what it is. However, immediately after that, a man by the name of Felipe David comes running in, burnt to a crisp, skin hanging from his arms and his hands, his face completely burnt, screaming, explosion, explosion, explosion.
So for those that don't understand, there's an explosion right before, is what I'm getting, right before the plane even hits. They're down in the basement.
Right, they hear that explosion from
totally,
below.
Totally far away from where any fire or the plane hitting, you know, 70-something stories up could hurt them.
Impossible.
So this guy's got skin hanging off. He's been
right
in an explosion.
Well, let me tell you where David was at. David was at an elevator shaft, a freight elevator shaft, about 300 or 400 feet away, and says the flames came shooting up and burnt him to a crisp. So he runs to the nearest office, and 14 people witness this. Rodriguez then takes him out.
Where is the fellow you just mentioned?
Well, here's the story, and this is what William says. And let me I'll explain this really quickly. Right after 9/11, a lot of stories appeared. A couple of comments. William's story, I think, got in some places just quickly. But see, what happened was, everything was forgotten about then. A lot of these people who were talking then, 3 years later, are difficult to find. I have a bunch of phone numbers, and most of the numbers are disconnected from the people. It's going to take it's going to take getting out there and finding them, and William has trouble finding some of them.
No, I know. Right after 9/11, I called quite a few of these people.
Sure.
I probably got a hold of about five different people, two of them firefighters, and
mm-hmm.
they just said, look, we've been told to shut up. That was universal.
Exactly. And, you know, during that time, there was a different atmosphere, and the atmosphere basically
worship the government, believe the story.
Sure. And nobody knew. But years later, what happened, though, was interesting. As we move this story along, which never really gets covered thoroughly in the press, we get to the 9/11 Commission. Now, as you know, the 9/11 Commission has ignored many people's comments, many even of the victims and the people involved, when they come to their scientific conclusions. And I put that word, scientific conclusions, in quotes. Because what there basically happened here, Rodriguez also was very forthright and wanted to talk to the 9/11 Commission, wanted to talk to the FBI, and he'll explain this. Well, anyway, I believe the 9/11 Commission, I've talked to other people who, for example, had found the black boxes, things like that, that were totally ignored, but I think because of Rodriguez's position, because of what he did on 9/11, because of the corroboration of 14 people with him, they had to deal with him somehow. So they pulled him in and said, we'll talk to you, but behind closed doors. So Rodriguez was kind of intimidated to keep quiet. Well, anyway, at the time, NBC News got wind of this, and also CNN, which I just found out. And they sent a news crew, and I've got email verifications of this, a news crew, out to his house for a complete day, right after these 9/11 hearings. Now, Rodriguez is kind of quiet, says a few things to a paper, but doesn't get into his story, because I think what happened, you can verify this with him, they were telling him to keep quiet, we need to talk and discuss this, but basically 9/11 Commission never uses his words to justify.
Well, it's classic. They go, this is national security, we're going to use this, but keep quiet for a few months.
Right. Well, anyway, the real key to this then comes, NBC News gets wind of it, and they send a crew out all day, and they sit with Rodriguez, William, the whole day. They take him for a complete day. All his, everything he said to me, everything he's said to other people, like overseas in Puerto Rico and Telemundo and all these overseas news broadcasts that are covering his story and let him talk uncensored. Well, anyway, they get all this tape and all his words, but they take it back and not a word of it ever appears. Okay? Same thing supposedly happens with CNN, and I got a couple emails from the CNN crew that supposedly were supposed to come out and see him. However, what happens is that they come out and they get all the information but never run it. And I say to them, and I bluntly, as a journalist and as a person who basically looks at things from a journalistic point of view, if I was an editor or whatever, I'm not going out on a journalistic limb, perhaps if Rodriguez is the only one that hears that. I want some verification. Well, he's got corroboration of 14 people, names.
Exactly. We're going to be talking with him, and I want to hold you over when Mr. Rodriguez is on with us. But I also want to add this right now.
It wasn't a journalistic limb, Alex, is what I'm saying.
No, I understand it wasn't. We have all these other witnesses. But let me just add this. Before we go to break, this is very important. Don't forget about the three data recorders and the firemen and the rescue workers finding it. And that was in the Philadelphia Daily News. But again, it's still a news blackout other than the Philadelphia Daily News, this show, and your columns. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Look, I know we got loaded phone lines. I haven't given the phone number up yet today because we're not taking calls yet. We will do that sometime in the next hour. We've got to cover this information. It's so important. We're talking to, of course, a writer for American Free Press and a lot of other publications, Greg Zemanski, about all the major news that's coming out about 9/11. More and more whistleblowers going public. More and more insiders going public. More and more people who witnessed what happened on 9/11 going public. Rescue workers. Greg, have you seen the David Shaler MI5 article we just put out today?
You know something? I'll be honest with you. I glanced at it, and I did not get a good read yet.
Well, I mean, here's a guy who was with MI5 talking about the British being involved in terrorism over there. He's looking as a counterterrorism specialist who worked on terrorism, that area of the MI5, at 9/11. He's saying it's obviously an inside job as well.
Yeah, it's an explosive story, Alex, and I'll make sure I get and read it. It sounds very interesting.
Well, I hope you do some work with it because
yeah, I'm gonna take a look at it. I saw it and I didn't have time this morning to get at it.
Well, getting back to Mr. Rodriguez, he's got 14 witnesses, and you've got the explosion and the fire shooting up.
Well, if I could just say something, you know, kind of in general on a story like this and why I believe it's important. As you know, if you just isolate the incident of how let's say the North Tower went down. You're hearing all these stories about the scientific explanations from the government's point of view, scientific explanations from the conspiracy theorist's point of view. And if you imagine yourself in a court of law right now listening to that, you take the next step and you bring up a witness. You bring up a witness like Mr. Rodriguez. Now, as you know, eyewitness testimony can be very reliable. It can be very unreliable. And that's basically since if you line up 10 people and you look at a murder, you're going to get maybe 10 different accounts. People see different things. However, when eyewitness testimony is the most valuable and more credible than scientific explanations is when it can be corroborated and corroborated with documentation. And that's exactly what Rodriguez's story is. So basically, if you're a jury listening to, well, did it fall down by explosives? Or did it fall down by the airplanes up there? Rodriguez's testimony, corroborated by 14 other people, is going to sway the jury to the side of the demolition, of course, because basically, you look at what he saw, how 14 people see a burning man coming from, you know, within seconds, from below. How could it be?
Understand, they're in the basement. They're in the basement complex. What, four floors beneath the ground? So I would guess they were in the first.
Well, I think you said sub-level one, so that would be the first basement level. Isn't it?
So there's several other basement levels.
Yeah, yeah.
And then somebody, did this fellow come running from their level or from another level?
His level.
So
he was only 300 feet away from the office.
And he reported that fire shot up out of it.
Yeah, fire shot through the elevator shaft. It could not have shot down that quickly.
Well, they admit that fire didn't shoot down even to, like, the 50th floor. It was
on
up top.
There were people using those elevators up until, I mean, they couldn't have shot down that quickly.
Yeah, they were using the elevators, so, wow.
Within the time span.
And which particular tower was he in?
North.
Yeah.
North.
Unbelievable. And
yeah,
now we have CNN and NBC going and interviewing him, but not reporting on him.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, yeah, look, the journalist that, you know, I want to know, I'd like to hear that conversation when they decided not to run this or decided not to use their resources to find these other people and verify that. I mean, here's a guy burnt to a crisp in a hospital, and, you know, they're ignoring it. And now, years later, basically, it's kind of, they're hoping that, you know, it's just forgotten about. And, you know, hopefully people will look at this and say, you know, if they're lying about this, and basically, I'm not saying, you know, even to a point where if they would have just investigated this in a forthright manner, however, do you think that investigation might have been contrary to the government's story? Maybe that's why they didn't do it.
All right, we're getting Mr. Rodriguez on the line right now. We'll be right back. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Introducing...